With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States and Britain have agreed to an important trade deal, as announced by President Trump in the Oval Office this past hour.
The final details are being written up in the coming weeks. We'll have it all very conclusive, but the actual deal is a very conclusive one. We think just about everything's been approved. So good for both countries, and we'll also receive new market access for American chemicals, machinery, and many other industrial products that weren't allowed.
The president said the agreement would lead to more beef and ethanol product exports to the UK, which could also streamline the processing of U.S. goods through customs. During the early moments of the announcement, Britain's Prime Minister Starmer participated, speaking over the phone to Mr. Trump, stressing the importance of the relationship between the two countries as the anniversary of World War II victory in Europe was being commemorated. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week. Jobless claim applications fell by 13,000 to 228,000 for the week ending May 3rd, according to the Labor Department. That's in line with what analysts had forecast. There is a new judicial intervention blocking U.S. authorities from deporting migrants to Libya, which is not their country of origin.
Attorneys for migrants facing deportation say in court filings, immigration enforcement agents have told their clients that they would be sent to Libya. Six people detained in southern Texas were told they needed to sign a document agreeing to the transfer, and when they refused, their lawyers say they were handcuffed and put in a separate room. A federal judge has found the Trump administration cannot deport migrants to Libya unless they have a meaningful chance to challenge their removal in court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Wall Street is higher. All three major indexes now up more than 1%. This is SRN News. Atheists want their own National Day of Prayer.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has introduced a resolution to set aside May 4th as the National Day of Reason. He is acting on behalf of the Congressional Free Thought Caucus, and the move is being celebrated by atheist groups such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation. In fact, the resolution has very little chance of ever being adopted, as Raskin has been introducing it annually for quite some time to no avail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After trying to ignore the issue for a while, the Republican Party has begun addressing transgenderism and using it as a means of recruiting undecided voters. Organizations such as Moms for Liberty, Parents Defending Education, and Heritage Action for America have formed local chapters across the United States. They're trying to educate parents about the dangers of allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams and to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump today announcing a trade agreement with the United Kingdom.
Writing on social media, the president called the deal with Britain a full and comprehensive one that will cement the relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom for many years to come. This is the first trade agreement to be announced since Donald Trump rolled out worldwide tariffs at the beginning of April, and it's the first of many deals the administration hopes to sign with other countries. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the president has confirmed talks will be held this week between the U.S. and China.
They want to make a deal so badly, that I can tell you. But we've been talking, and it's not a question of, like, pride. Somebody said, oh, who made the call? It doesn't matter. I will tell you, you would have been happy if I gave you the answer to that. But it doesn't matter. The conversation matters, not, you know, how it got set up.
The meeting set to take place in Switzerland. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.